I think we could start. Most of them's here. Okay, we're going to start Bez Hashem, a new topic in the Sefer Shari Avodah, and this is the topic of Anis Vilasi Lecha Hashem, the mitzvah, the inyan of Tefillah. So the we start over here with the Rambam, and the first two pieces, Aleph and Beis, are pieces from the Rambam. And we'll read what he brings, and I'll also fill it in with the actual Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah Perek Aleph, because it's very fascinating. Tefillah being a central point of our lives and on our Avodas Hashem. So the Rambam starts off, Mitzvah Saseh Lisbalo B'chol Yoyim Shenemar V'avadetem Eis Hashem Elikechem. It's a Mitzvah Saseh to daven every day, like it says in the Pasuk, V'avadetem Eis Hashem Elikechem. You should serve Hashem, your God. Mipi Hashmua lamdu shavoida zuhi tefila. This avoida, this service that we're referring to, is referring to tefila. Shenemar ula avdoi b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. Because the pasuk over there says, you serve with all of your heart and all of your soul. Amru chachamim eizu hi avoida shebelev zu tefila. So Chazal say, what's called avoida shebelev, a service of the heart? That's referring to tefillah. So therefore, when it says "Va'avadetem Eis Hashem Elokeichem," so that is referring to the mitzvah of tefillah. And the way the Rambam understands all of these limudim here, that this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. In other words, even though it's mipi Hashmua lamdu, Chazal have taught us that what does it mean to serve Hashem? It means the pasuk of Lavdei b'chol levavchem, which means Eizu avoda shel Eizu tefillah. But the Rambam holds, like we're saying, there's a mitzvah saseh to daven every single day. That's the Rambam Shita. It's famous that the Ramban argues, and the Ramban says it's only a mitzvah derabanan to daven every day, based on these limudim, but that's only derabanan, it's not a mitzvah deraisa. The Ramban holds the only time there's a mitzvah deraisa to daven is be'es tzara. When a person, chas v'shalom, is in an eis tzara, the Ramban learns from other psukim, there's a mitzvah asay to daven. If I remember correctly, Rav Pinkas, Zechrayna Levracha, whose yartzei was recently, Erev Pesach, or the day before, in his Sefer on Tefillah, so he says that really, they have this machlekes Rambam and Ramban about whether there's a mitzvah deraisa to daven every day or not. But even the Ramban who says there's not holds as a mitzvah deraisa be'es sara. You don't find anywhere that the Rambam argues on that. So it comes out that really everybody agrees that when a person, chas v'shalom, is in an eis sara, he has a mitzvah saseh to daven. That's not negotiable. That's a mitzvah saseh to daven in an eis sara. So therefore, chas v'shalom, someone finds himself in a time of need or in time of tzara, he has a mitzvah saseh to daven to Hashem. Doesn't mean he has to stand Shemin Esrei, but he has to say a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a mitzvah saseh to say a tefillah. But the I'm sorry?
It's tzara.
A time of troubles. A person has...
Right now, trouble?
So that's a question. Now, does it mean any... What's called a tzara? What's called a tzara? Okay. That would be a good question of what it is. But, I think every person might have to say, according to in his life, what he considers a challenge and what's considered a tzara. Because we go through challenges all day, right? So I don't know if every single challenge is a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven. But when a person is in what feels that something is a painful or a troublesome time, then he will for sure have a mitzvah say to daven. I think Rav Pinkas writes that in his Sefer. So now, that's the Rambam Shita. Says the Rambam, Ve'ein minyan ha-tfilas min ha-tairah. Now, according to the Torah, there's no amount of tfilas you have to daven every day. Ve'ein mishna ha-tfilah ha-zois min ha-tairah. And there's no nusach ha-tfilah either. Midairaisa, there's no text. There's nothing specifically you have to say. Ve'ein le-tfilah z'man kavua min ha-tairah. And there's no set time during the day either that one has to daven. There is just a mitzvah asay every day to daven to HaKadosh Baruch. Ulefichach, and therefore, noshim va'avodim chayovim b'tfilah. The ramification of understanding the Rambam Shita, says the Rambam, is therefore women and slaves are chayev in tefillah. Why? Lefishi mitzvasei sheleazman grama. It's not considered a mitzvasei sheazman grama because there's no set time for the tefillah. There's no set time. See, we would say, in a second, you got to daven shacharis. That's a specific time. Women are exempt from any time, specifically time-related mitzvahs. But this is not specifically time-related, says the Rambam. The mitzvah is sometime during the day to daven. That's not called a mitzvah sasei shema azman grama because every single day is this chiyuv. There's no off days. Shabbos, Yom Tov, there's no off days. So therefore, says the Rambam, women and avodim are chayiv because it's a mitzvah sasei shaloy azman grama. El chiyuv mitzvah zu kachu. Now, this is in Shulchan Aruch. We're not getting into the halachas over here. In Shulchan Aruch, it brings down that a lady's chayiv to daven. But since if we're going with the Rambam, all she really has to say is a tefillah to be yaitzei. She doesn't have to daven actual davening. Could be saying a bracha might be enough already. Depends which bracha it is. There's a lot of, then there's the patur ladies are busy with the children. There's a paturim like that. There's all different types of, but when you open up a Shulchan Aruch, and look at the sif that talks about women in chayiv and tefillah, this is the sugya. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the Rambam. This is the shaila. Is it a mitzvah sei shazman grama? Is it not a mitzvah sei shazman grama? So that is the shaila over here. Okay, but negeh to us, says the Rambam, elchiyav mitzvah zu kachi. So what is the mitzvah? Sheyadam mischanein umispala b'choyoyim. That a person should be mischanein, the word I'm looking for is he should. No, it's also like supplication. Like a person should, to not to beg, but that type of idea to and daven every day. Umagid. Now, how do you do it? Chazal taught us how to do it. Umagid shivchay shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The first thing is you say over the praise of Hashem. V'yachar kach shayel tzrochav, and then you ask for your needs. Shu tzarech lehem b'vakasha uv'tchina. You have to be supplicate, you have to, b'vakasha, you have to ask, b'tchina. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's also not so simple. A person, the Gemara says, oyse tzvilas hekeva, if a person doesn't daven b'tachanunim, I think the Bir Halacha may bring down from the Nefesh HaChayim, the shayla if you have to repeat davening again, if you don't daven in the proper fashion. If you're just davening because this is what you're supposed to be doing. You have to really subjugate yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be mischanin in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to daven and ask for your needs like you're talking to the one who could provide it. V'yachar kach nois en shevach v'ayidah l'Hashem ala toiva sheshbi alai kolecha l'fi kaychai. Then afterwards, when you're finished, you give shevach v'ayidah l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this is how Chazal, just to put it into our terms, we haven't gotten to Chazal yet, but that's how our Shemoneh Esrei is set up. First three brachas are we saying over the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we ask our needs. And in the end, we have Maidim, we have Haidah. So that is how Chazal set it up, but it's pre-Chazal, so to speak. In other words, when you learn those Gemaras and Brachas, and you learn all these Gemaras that talk about, that we learn from Psukim, the proper way of davening, that's not a new Chiddush. That is a halacha in davening from day number one, min ha-taira, there's a mitzvah to daven, and we learn out how does one daven. This is before there was any nusach ha-tvila. We remember, ein nusach ha-tvila azayis min ha-taira. There's no text in the mitzvah asei midaraisa. That means that when Klal Yisrael were davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the midbar or anything like that, they had to come up with a tefillah every single day. And yet the way you would say the tefillahs, you would start off some type of shvach to Hashem, then you would say what you need, and then you would give haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the way that a person has to daven, says the Rambam, that is the mitzvah. Now, we're going to go to the next piece, because this is the continuation of the Rambam, but he doesn't bring the whole thing. There's a lot of dot, dot, dots here. So it starts off, the Rambam has a few words before the beginning of the next paragraph, which say, Im hayo ragil, and now we can start seeing what he says here, marbe bitchino vakosha. And then he continues the Rambam, which is not here, Vim hayo aral svasayim, midaber kifi yecholte, this is back into here, uvichol eis sheyirtza. So the Rambam is telling us that tefillah depends on how eloquent a person is. If a person is a ragil, he's a very eloquent person. Marbe b'tzchino v'akasha. So keep davening, you know, just say it out. Be flowery. Be extensive. You know, use synonyms. Use whatever you need to use to say your tefillah properly. But if a person, some people, they can't express themselves. So the Rambam says, so you do it to the best of your ability. You know, it's as reminiscent of we talked about Pesach time, that the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnah and in Sefer HaMitzvah says, by the Haggadah, over there the Rambam also says, Aloshin, every person, according to the way they express themselves, here also the Rambam is saying a similar thing, that there's a minimum of what a person has to do, but if a person's davening, and it's like he's saying, bitchina uvakasha, and that's the bottom line. When things come from your heart, so therefore every person's heart, the way they express things, are different. Back to the Haggadah, that was the same thing. Haggadah, the whole Haggadah is hakaras hatayv. Hakaras hatayv, every person is makir tayv in a different way. You have different words of saying it. You know, there's standardized thank yous at the end of every bar mitzvah drasha. But Rav Revda used to always scream and say, open up your Jewish mouth and say thank you like a Jew says thank you. I mean, say it like a mensch. Say it. So he used to say, Rav Revda used to say, that nowadays, again, not the Rambam here, nowadays is a Nusach HaTfilah that you say. It doesn't say anywhere after Chazal made. We'll get to Chazal's Nusach HaTfilah, but nowadays it doesn't say anywhere, Chalamabra, you know, Adarabi, you're not supposed to add in praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemoneh Esrei. Hakel HaGadol Giv Neira, you know, started adding on the things. The Gemara says, one of the Mandamrim, one of the Amiroim added on. They told him, yeah, you finished yet? What do you mean? Well, what Chazal told us to say, that we say. You start adding on, all of a sudden, when are you going to end? So it doesn't say that anymore. But by the Haggadah, it does say it. Why? Because the Haggadah is Hakaras HaTayv. Hakaras HaTayv, you got to express it. Every person has to express it. Kefitzachos L'shayne, the way they express it. Here, the Rambam is pre-Nusach HaTzvila, pre the text. So the Rambam says, you're making up your own tefillah? So let's hear you daven. You're going to daven a little just siyot tzayin? You're going to say exactly the minimum? Well, it depends. If you're a person who's able to, rogil, marbe betchino vakasha. When you're going to go ask the king for something, you're going to prepare a speech. And if you're an eloquent person, you're going to say a ganze drasha with all flowery things and all different types of things. If you're a person who's not expressive and aroused v'sayim, you're going to go and do your best. So the same thing is, you're coming to daven and supplicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you got to do it according to who you are and what you're able to do.
Why is that necessary? When I negotiate a deal, I need to do that because I need to convince the guy that he should work.
Well, we'll get to that. That's going to be later. What's the point of tefillah? We'll get to that. That's a new shayla. What's the point of tefillah?
No, the extra flower lost.
Well, it's all part of that. What do we even need to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Anything. That's really for us. The more flowery Lashainas is more about us. The more we express it, the more we really understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do, and it's all about us. It's not about Hashem. So, V'chein continues here, the Rambam, in the Sefer, Minyan HaTzvilos, Kalechad Kifi Yecholtoi. The Rambam says a Chiddush. Once I'm telling you that this is now totally in every person, the amount of times a day one midaraisa shadavin is every person according to what he could do. Yesh misbalo pa machas biyoim, v'yesh misbalim pamim harbe. Again, it depends on the person's needs, it depends on the person's ability. And now, in those dot dot dots over here, he says, the Rambam says, v'akol hayu misbalim noichach hamigdosh b'chol mokim sheyiyah. Everyone used to daven towards the Mikdash, wherever that was. So in the days of the Mishkan, it sounds like they daven towards the Mishkan. And then wherever the Aron was, Mishkan Shilai, it sounds like they davened always towards that. And then the Beis HaMikdash. And he continues here, like we have in the Sefer, V'chein hayu adover tamin mi-Moshe Rabbeinu v'ad Ezra. This is how it was from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, from the Torah, until Ezra HaSofer, at the beginning of Vayesheni of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. And you have to realize something. And this is a very important thing, because we see here that the text of davening was a person had to come up with what he wanted to say compared to what he needed to ask for. And he had to come up with a shvach and a bakasha, and he had to come up with a haidah. Now, let's put this a little bit more into perspective. For example, Chazal tell us that there's a chiyuv to recite 100 brachas every single day. Me'a brachas b'chol yom. Who was mesaken that? So the Gemara tells us that David HaMelech, there was a mageifa over there after he did the counting, and he was mesaken that they should recite 100 brachas b'chol yom. Thousands of people were davening every day, were dying every day in this plague. He was mesaken 100 brachas, they stopped. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? David was mesaken such a thing? How could it be? Ain't Navi Rashi the Chadish Dover? So the Gemara says, no, it was halacha l'maisha m'sinai already. They knew about it, but they had forgotten. And David came along and was mesaken it again. Chazar v'yastam. Now let's think about it for a second. We, the mitzvah of being mespal 100 brachas a day, so if you look in Shulchan Aruch, or you look in the 100 brachas a day book, it's you on a regular day, most of the time, you hit more than 100 brachas without even counting. Because between, at least a man, it's not even clear women are mechuyev at mea brachas. It's almost impossible for a woman to get to mea brachas, but she's constantly eating a whole day, and then she has other problems because brachas shena tzrichas and things like that. Constantly eating, you don't have to make a new brachas, then how many brachas do you have to make? For various other reasons too. I mean, so but a man who davens three times a day, so you have already 19 times 3 is 57, right? You have 57 before you start. And then you have Berachas HaTorah and Berachas HaShachar and Pesukei DeZimra and Berachas Kriya Shema and a few times benching and a few Asher Yatzars and a few other Berachas Hananin. So the Mishnah Berurah makes the Cheshbon on a regular day, a regular person, usually, again, Berachas HaMazon is 4, on a regular day, a person is usually over 100 brachas. Without Shabbos is a little harder because we don't have Shemone Esrei. So it's not really such a big deal for us. Now, but let's think about it. In the days before, when did David HaMelech do this? When did David HaMelech make this takana? There were no brachas yet. There was no Baruchat Hashem Shehakol Niyavid Vare. That hasn't happened yet. There's no tefillah. That's Kavua. There's no Shemone Esrei yet. 18 brachas, 19 brachas. There's no brachas yet. Brachas were on Shekinah Sagdaila. That was all in the time of Ezra. That means in David HaMelech's days and prior to that, person got up in the morning and 100 times a day, he had to figure out how to thank Hashem. Now, of course, if I thanked him today, I could repeat that tomorrow, but it took thought. Now, the halacha that you're not allowed to eat without a bracha is also not a chiddush of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Aser la'adam lahanis ma'ilam azeb loy bracha. That's a halacha also from Har Sinai. But there was no text to the bracha, so you took an apple and you had to say, thank you Hashem for the apple, right? You didn't have to say, Boirei Pri Ha'etz. You say, thank Hashem for the apple. Again, just like over here they said, there's a way of doing it, shvach, asking, haidah. Chazal also said there's a text or a theme to how you say a bracha. You have to say Hashem, you have to say Elikeinu, you have to say certain things, but there was no exact text. So I could say, thank you Hashem, you know, king of the world, for the apple. And 100 times a day, it took a lot of thought. Which is now understandable. Why did the 100 brachas stop the mageifa? What does one have to do with the next? You have a plague, thousands of people are dying daily. All of a sudden, 100 brachas a day campaign, you know, all of a sudden everybody starts getting emails, you know, make sure you get your 100 brachas, and it stops. Like, what's the aside? The aside the Mefarshim explain is very simple, and that is that Hashem, and this is going to get to this week's parsha a little bit, Saras and things like that, when Hashem brings punishments to Klal Yisrael, or Tzaras to Klal Yisrael, things like that, it's not just because Hashem is out to hurt, to punish, to take revenge. It's not for that. It's to wake up a person. Hashem says, listen, you need to wake up a little bit. So make things a little shaky for the person. You'll wake up a little bit. People are dying in a mageifa. Hashem wants to wake Klal Yisrael up to do tshuva, to reconnect him, to get close to him. For whatever reason, the mageifa wasn't working. It wasn't working. There's always two ways to do it. You could circumvent the system. So David HaMelech said, I don't know what's going on. The Mageifa is not creating enough of a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the proof is because it's still here. So I'm going to circumvent the system. I'm going to bring another way that we're going to get all of Klal Yisrael to connect to Hashem. You know, we've forgotten that 100 times a day, you got to stop for a moment and say, hey, there's a Hashem in the world. Thank you for my fruit. Thank you for letting me go to the bathroom. Thank you for my bread. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. If 100 times a day you have to stop and thank Hashem, you start connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You start connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so now you fulfilled the purpose of the Magefa. There's no need for the Magefa anymore because we've all reconnected to Hashem. That's what Hashem really wanted. He wanted a connection. And that's what the 100 times a day is. And if you think about it, again, it doesn't work this way. I say it all the time. It doesn't work this way because it doesn't have to be proportionate. But let's just think for a second of, let's say a person's up for 12 hours a day. So how many minutes is that? 12 times 60?
1440.
12 times?
1440.
Minutes?
Yeah.
12 times 6 is 72, no?
Yeah.
So it's 720.
You're 24 hours?
No, no, for 12 hours.
Oh, 720.
720, right?
Yeah.
So let's say a person's up for 12 hours a day, just for easy. So it's 720 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Divide that by 100.
7.2.
So that means Chazal had confidence in us, so much confidence, that every 7.2 minutes, we need another reminder there's Hashem in the world. Because we'll forget. That's how quick we'll forget. Now, obviously, that's not the way it works, because we do it in bunches. But the idea is that that's what the 100 brachas are about. 100 brachas are reconnecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which, as we'll see soon, I don't know if we'll see it fully tonight, but the danger of making a Nusach HaTfilah or Nusach HaBrachas is that it takes away that personalization of it. It takes away the personalization. When I got to stop 100 times a day and personalize a thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I'm connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if 100 times a day is it just is, you know what I mean? It just is. It's something you do. It's not so personal, and it's harder to do to make that connection. So the danger in making Nusach HaTfilah, and now let's talk about Tfilah for a second. A person had to get up every morning and figure out, and like the Rambam says, sometimes you have to do it numerous times a day, got to figure out, what do I need today, Hashem? What do I need? Today I'm having a business deal. Today I need parnasa. Today I need help with my kids. Today I have a din Torah for Shiva Shiftenu. Whatever it is, I have to say, okay, what do I need today? Fine. Now let me talk to Hashem. Let me give some shvach to Hashem. Give a bakasha, ask him what I need, and then say thank you to Hashem. Becomes a real personal relationship. Becomes a person who really comes and connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what had to happen all the way up into the days of Ezra. This is what tefillah looked like. Continues the Rambam, what happened? Kaven shegalu Yisrael mimei Nebuchadnezzar harasha. So the Rambam says, once Klai Yisrael went into Galus Bavel, Nisar will be Paris v'yavon ushar ha'umayis, and then Klai Yisrael and Bavel got mixed up with Paras, and then in Yavon and all the other nations. V'noldu lahem bonim ba'artzis hagayim, and they had children over there in Bavel and all the other different places of our exile, if this is by the first Beis HaMikdash. What happened? V'oysam habonim nisbalbalu svasam. V'oysa svas kol echad v'echad moirevis milushainas harbe. Chazal say they started forgetting Lashon HaKodesh, and they started mixing in all the other types of languages, and no one spoke a very clear one language. All the children, they had all different types of mixtures of languages. You know, like we have like Yiddish and English, or, you know, people speak, Yiddish is made up of, there's like a standard, then you have the Polish Yiddish and the Hungarian Yiddish, now we have the American Yiddish. There's all these extra words, the English words, and all these words that make their way in. The same thing happened with Lashon HaKodesh. Well, Lashon HaKodesh doesn't need extra words. You know, Ivrit maybe needs modernized words. But Lashon HaKodesh doesn't need new words. Lashon HaKodesh. But they forgot it, and it just got started being mixed in. And now, let me just see what this dot was. He continues, Ram says, V'cheven shayu medaber, eini yochel ledaber kol tzorchei b'lashon achas. Rambam says, because the children didn't speak one language, so whenever they had to talk and say their needs, they couldn't say a straight sentence in one language. Ela b'shibush. Everything was just messed up. Everything was mavulbal. So continues here what he says here in the Sefer, mipnei zeh, on the last line, kishoyechon mehem mispalel, tiksar l'shoyna l'sho chafotzov. They had a problem. Anyone who wanted to daven, they had a hard time expressing themselves because they had mixed up languages. So they would daven, they would just do it as short as possible because maybe they didn't have enough words to express themselves in one language, and to talk two languages didn't sound right. So, and then he says, then you'll say, Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they started mixing in all of the languages. V'cheven, so the whole tefillah was going down the tubes because people couldn't talk straight. Klal Yisrael, the children of the Jews, they couldn't talk a normal language, especially Lashon HaKodesh, which is what we're looking for. V'cheven sh'ra'a Ezra v'ezdinei kach, amdu v'tiknu lem sh'mayin asrei brachas al ha-seder. So when Ezra and his Bezdin saw that, in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, by the Anshei Knesset HaGdailah, they said, you know what? We have to compose a nusach that everybody could say. So they composed the 18 brachas al ha-seder. Shalosh Rishayna Shvach LaHashem. The same formula. They weren't mechadish this formula. This formula was always here. That was part of tefillah from day one. Three of Shvach. V'shalosh Achrayna Is Haydaya. V'emtzois Yeshvan Sheilas Kol Hadvarim. Shehein Kimay Ovis L'chol Chefse Ish V'ish. So the Rambam says that these middle brachas are the avos, these are the categories. Like you have avos malachas and toldos malachas, there's the main categories, and then there's a lot of offshoots. So the middle brachas, they have in them all of the she'elos, the needs that a person could ask. They are the avos, the categories, the chol chefse ish v'ish. For anything a person will ever need, you could find that topic or that category somewhere in the middle. Ulitzarchi atzibur kula, not just individuals, Kla Yisrael as a whole, kidei she'aruchis b'fiakol v'yil b'duaysam. And they did it this way in order that everyone should have a set thing, aruchis, it should be set in front of them, they'll be able to learn it, and the Rambam continues, and in order that this tefillah will be a tefillah shleima, ki tefillah is bal haloshen hatzacha. He says an unbelievable thing, the Rambam, that the Anshei Knesset HaGdailah wanted that this tefillah should be such a complete tefillah, just like our original eloquent speaker, who was able to express all of his needs, beloshen tzacha, this is what they did. And Memela, they made it that Klal Yisrael should have Umipnei Inyan Zek Tiknu Kol HaBrachos, all of the brachos. Vatzvilos Hasturos Befi Kol Yisrael, they should call Inyan Bracha Aruch Befi Alex. Every person should have it. So they composed brachos. They composed everything because we were past being able to do it ourselves. We didn't have the way of expressing ourselves and things like that. Now, this is the end of what he brings from the Rambam. And we're going to still talk about Zbez Hashem next time, but the Rambam continues. There wasn't only that. Once we were being mesakin things, that's when the Chazal were mesakin how many times a day you have to daven. Twice a day, Shachris HaMincha, Keneged, the Karbonus Tmidim, and then there's a Karbon Musaf. And then you have Mayriv, wasn't a Takana, but that was a Rishos. You have Tvilas Mayriv. Then they also were mesakein on special days. There's a tefillah called Ne'ilah. So we only have it in Yom Kippur, but in the olden days, the Masechta Tainis, on different fast days for rain or different saras, there was this tefillah called Ne'ilah. And all of these things, they were mesakein. And another thing they were mesakein was the concept of tefillah b'tzibur. Till then, no one had the daven b'tzibur. There was no such thing as saying Kaddish, Kedusha, and we'll talk about this more Barichas next time, Be'ezus Hashem, as we go a little bit more into what Chazal wanted to do, but this is the way the Rambam sets up. We just learned over here, just in the Sefer, we learned four halachas in the Rambam, and I just mentioned with the amount of tefillahs is another four or five halachas in the Rambam. So the Rambam is giving us this insight into what tefillah originally was, where the breakdown happened, and that's how we got to our Nusach HaTzvila. Which again, like we're saying, is the Chazal gave us the Nusach to say. But the danger is that there's no Tzachas L'Shayna anymore. There's no personalization of it. Not saying that a person can't be personalized at Tzvila, but you have what to do, say, to be Yaitzah, to move on. The challenge is to take what Chazal has given us, and personalize it. That's going to be a challenge, and Be'ez Hashem, in future Shiurim, we'll talk about these ideas.